Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Come on, no, she better don't. We're in Tokyo. It's part two. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, welcome. It is Sunday. Welcome to the AfterBuzz Clubhouse. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and it is the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show, and I'm here with my girls.
I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece.
What up, guys? It's Drew Jones.
What's up, party people? It's Erica Edwards.
And it's Drew Jones' birthday!
Woo! Go Shady! It's your birthday!
What up? Take your clothes off.
Lin.
We did that yesterday, Lynn. You know this.
Wait, yes. I missed the party.
Happy that's your birthday.
Bob. We didn't invite Conversation Piece.
They didn't invite me, but I was
busy.
That's not true. I was busy. Sorry, but we're going to turn up today.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about. We have a fabulous news and gossip section for you guys. We have some tea on NeNe. This entire episode is going to be about NeNe. We have a candy redemption story. You're going to want to stay tuned until the very end. Let's kick it off. I'm Hollywood Lee, and make sure to be tweeting me if you want to be featured in our tweet section. So make sure we have some tweets to pull up, guys. We're going to open up with Portia getting flowers. We're still in Tokyo.
It seems like Candy, forever.
I know. Candy was the first one to dive into the food.
honestly.
That's my mood. Candy's hunger, yes.
Yeah. Yes. We are we're having a bachelorette party for Eva. This is kind of the purpose of the whole trip. I feel like we kind of got lost in what we were doing, and we kind of got railed back. This is the whole point of the trip.
But why did Tanya get the... You know,
the reins to do everything,
right? And it was so boring.
Was kind of boring. I'm gonna agree with that. Stripper and all, NeNe of course comes in with the negativity, the pickle game. Let's get into it, guys. What do we think about this episode?
It was so nasty. The pickle game was funny though. I was cracking up the whole time. But this whole episode, not only was Tanya's party boring, but this whole episode was boring.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't one of my...
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't one of my favorite episodes, for sure. But there was a lot of stuff that I was like, okay, it's about time that this happened.
Like, no, I loved it.
I liked this episode a lot. Like, I do feel like the bachelorette party was whack as far as bachelorette parties go.
Yeah.
Luckily, she already celebrated in Miami with her real friends.
Yeah.
So that was whack. But I just think, like, we saw some real moments with NeNe, and I kind of really appreciated that. So that part I did like on the
show.
Well,
I mean, you gotta have a good stripper. If you're gonna hire a stripper, I mean, I want a good one. And he was cute. He had a nice little booty.
No,
he had a nice little abs.
He had a nice body. He was lazy. If your stripper sits down to you next to you on the couch,
honestly, he didn't even go over to the other couch.
Thank you. He just sat down like, well, okay, but I'm just going to put my arm around you and talk to you. Who does that? No lap dance, nothing.
That would be me as a stripper. I was like, oh, I could do that.
Exactly. When you're a stripper, you have to work hard. You have to be able to swing your thing in
helicopters.
To be a stripper, you gotta be focused, and you gotta do your dance and make conversations. So you gotta be like, so you're from around here?
Okay, even if you can't speak English,
is that your brother?
You should be able to pick the girl up. It's a lot of stuff black strippers do. I'm just gonna say that right now.
My favorite is this one. Y'all from out of town?
Wait, first of all, you're supposed to have some whipped cream. You're supposed to have some tools. You're supposed to have
Listen, first of all, we're nasty here, okay? This is a nasty country. Not everyone else is getting freak nasty like we are.
I know, Japan is very conservative. I'm sure they were dying.
Yeah, I feel like that was risque.
Well, let's just say, though, the freakness has been coming out. And you know who the freak is of the freaking Real Housewives of Atlanta? Candy! The freak came out. The bisexual came out. A lot of bisexuality happening in not just this episode, but the forthcoming episodes. I see a lot of bisexuality coming.
Right.
Stay tuned because we are going to be watching the mid-season trailer for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we're going to be reacting to it authentically.
I already know it's going to be some mess.
We're going to be showing you guys our true feelings because, you know what? Just when you thought... it was kind of dwindling down. They slap us with this trailer. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's going to be so good. Let's move on. They go to the club.
The club.
Well, One Oak in Japan. Shamari is humping everyone like a little chihuahua. She's another one that we have to really look forward to. I really feel like Shamari is a perfect fit. This is a really good addition to the cast. I really feel strongly about her now.
This episode, I feel like, made me... It kind of solidified how I felt about certain housewives. Like, yeah. It, like, this episode turned Candy around for me. This episode, I was like, Shamari, I want you on this. And this episode also kind of made me feel like, Tanya, I'm not really sold on
Tanya, exactly. Tanya, you need to be a friend of the show, boo. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And she can't also, hang. She can't hang.
You guys, we have to talk about the obvious housewife, too. Eva is not a good fit.
I was about to say Shamari
either. Who leaves in the middle of someone breaking down? Granted, she didn't want to talk, but you could have been like, all right, you got the shot. I read the letter. Get out. I need to have some time with her.
I
don't know. We're going to really get to it. But hold on. I want to talk about this club outing because Marlo comes home at 4 o'clock in the morning with no cameras around except a producer cell phone camera. What do we think about this? Hot mess.
She definitely was a hot mess. When you're drunk like that, it's just not classy or sexy at all. And I don't think the production should have put her out there like that. That was embarrassing.
I'm sorry. Because I'm on my birthday BS right now, so I'm going to break it down. First of all, when you're celebrating something...
What was she celebrating?
A bachelor party. When you're celebrating somebody, I don't feel like... You turn up. You're not supposed to be classy or something. You're not worried about it.
Wait, you know what? Okay, let me take that back. It's not even about her getting too drunk. It's about them putting it out there like that. Because I hate those friends that when you fall asleep, they record you.
My issue is not with her or the producer. My issue is with the hotel people acting like they didn't know who her black butt was.
Okay.
I have a problem with that. That was a hidden racism. I'm sorry. I'm like, you knew who she was. Don't act like it's TV producers here. You're like, let me see your ID. No way.
There's only 7 black women in the entire country of Japan, and they're on a TV show.
But he's still like, let me see your ID before I let you in the room.
But that's just procedure. I didn't work at a hotel.
Not when you're filming a show.
Not with a telephone TV camera right there.
Someone who works on reality TV, there are so many check marks that we handle that the talent does. Like, that was some BS.
You gotta think from his side. If he didn't ask for the ID and it was filmed, then they would have been like, you're not showing your guest security.
I think he was just following.
I used to work in a hotel. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You have to ask.
You know what? He was following protocol.
Wait, time out. Not everybody has to ask.
Yes, you do. If you have to let someone in your room, you have to ask.
No, I go to hotels all the time. Certain people don't. I'm just saying they don't.
That's not doing their job then. Hold on.
They don't.
What are you doing in hotel rooms?
Well, nothing, because they don't want us to sit in. Thus, the problem. We don't get in. Me and Marlo out in the hallway finding ID.
Well, all I know is that everyone's a hot mess, and we're moving on because Nene has broken down. Greg doesn't want to communicate, and Cynthia is there. She's there for her friend, and I really like this. We go back to the basics. You know, every time I see Cynthia and Nene going through something tough, I have an automatic flashback in my head of everything that they've gone through, from like the Peter bitch thing to like. Yeah. Really, them really coming together as sisters, talking every single day, having the kiki. There's an evolution of a relationship here. And I think it should be celebrated. So when Cynthia and Nene are back together like that, I like it.
I liked it too, but I don't feel like Cynthia knows how to comfort. Like, it was super awkward.
I don't think none of them know how to comfort. Eva didn't know how to comfort her either. She left in the middle of the scene. It was really strange.
Okay, I will give you that. But I think, at least with Cynthia, because Eva... Like you said,
we're on Cynthia right now.
But Cynthia, I don't think it's a matter of her not knowing how to comfort. I think we've seen these women grow and like watch them how they've handled situations. We've seen them grow in handling those situations. And I just like, I love Nene, so please don't like think this is hate or whatever. But I just don't think Nene grows as a person. I think how she handles situations sometimes can be like very immature.
Yeah.
Mm. We saw when during the bachelorette party when she's just like moseying around. Like
that negativity is so deep. But, you guys, I'm really, really hot in here.
But
no one is checking on her.
You know, how do you feel if you're going through something so horrible in your life, you feel like you have to be strong, you have to put this face on, and nobody's like, are you
okay? Everyone has a breaking point.
That's true. However, I feel that the dynamics of the Nene and Greg relationship has always been Greg is always there for Nene. And this is the first time Nene has had to be there for Greg, because Greg has always been like, ooh, it's all about you, boo, forever.
Yeah,
and I think she's not really ready to deal with that, where it's like now it's on her to show him the support.
And we're going to really dive deep into the Greg and Nini relationship, because there's a lot of more scenes coming up with that. But make sure to subscribe to one or two more of our channels, and we're going to shout you out. Make sure to comment live on our live chat, because we're watching, and make sure to tell us we're watching you live, yes, and we've subscribed, and we will shout you out for the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Here's what it's really important. Men's sword fighting.
Yeah.
They're that in Japan. Was that was amazing. They really put everything into it. The girls came in. They were like, oh, what is happening? The girls come in, and my favorite part was Portia. She said, I'm finna slay all y'all.
You know what? I didn't think they were gonna have like real swords. That was kind of scary to be like, because their room was kind of small. I don't know. Like, they were really like, it was three of them fighting, and then I don't know. The wooden swords were a good idea for them, for sure.
Well, we all like a wooden sword, especially when there's two men playing swords. Yeah. Okay, how about like the actual acting and when they were sparring and stuff? Who are we going to vote best death? Like, best actress?
Candy.
Candy took too long. I was Candy.
Actually,
this episode,
Shamari.
It's only 45 minutes.
Shamari was my favorite.
Shamari was fighting. So intense.
Yeah. To watch fighting, especially her interview. When they,
the producers had special effects.
The producers are like, so annoying.
You, Shamari, yes.
And then she burped.
Yes.
She burped.
I loved it.
I'm telling you.
Shamari, hands down.
I'm standing for Shamari. And can we just do a little honorable mention? Marlo has a new confessional look.
Yes.
With the roses.
Yes, yes.
Portia does too, and I liked hers.
Yeah.
But Marlo's
I loved Portia's turquoise eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. That was popping.
Oh, yeah. And with the little feather shirt.
With the feather. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love the white and feather confessional look.
That was very,
I totally agree. All right, let's continue. It's not jousting, Portia. You can't have a mask.
Which, I think, did she mean...
a samurai sword fight.
But did she mean fencing?
Yes, that's what she meant. Oh my God, so they got it wrong in the episode again.
Yeah,
they were
right.
Like, this isn't jousting.
Right,
this
it wasn't was jousting fencing. Either. It's it was fencing. Fencing, yeah.
She didn't want to get poked in the eye, that's all. I mean, those swords, I don't know, they're pretty sharp.
Oh,
so.
God, I hate getting poked in the eye. Especially when there's no warning. The worst.
It is the worst, and that's what happens when you're around a wooden sword.
And we've already established that Shamari's crazy and we're loving her, so we're going to move on. Nini. She gets flowers from Greg. And honestly, she's speechless, which made me speechless.
Wait, did Greg really send those, or did they prompt him?
No, I think that was Greg.
That was real. That was real emotion.
No, that letter was sweet.
That letter was Greg, I think. For
that
sure.
was real. It was authentic. I cried. The montage. It solidified. Yeah. Just in case y'all forgot, let me remind you of this relationship.
Right. But do you think
take these vows very seriously. I love that Nini is really set on that sort of stuff. When she talks about her marriage and she talks about marriage, she's like, that is my boo. Which comes to the point that at the end of the day, people fight.
Yeah.
People have problems. Sometimes you go on dinners with rich men.
What?
But at the end of the day, there's always a boo. There's always one boo. One man that can make you smile and cry in the drop of a hat. So, and that's what Nini said. I thought that was really important.
That was really important.
So do you think that the production, they come in and like, man, Nini was crying. She's super upset. You need to send her some flowers.
You know what? I'm not totally, I don't think it's so far-fetched. I think you might be onto something. But I do feel like Nini said, look, in her own way, you have not been communicating and I've been tripping. Mm-hmm. Someone's breathing hard in that
community. I know. I was like, I was listening to that. I was like, okay.
I think it's Jonathan. Cameoing. He's cameoing in.
Sorry. His sister got sinus problems.
Maybe it's production. I don't know. I personally think it's Greg. Just because we've seen this relationship for so many years, and I think that it's very, I don't know. I think Greg is very self-aware, more so than we've seen in any of the other husbands, or most of the wives, to be honest. But I think he's very self-aware, and so...
And he's alone. And he's alone in Atlanta, so he probably has time to have perspective.
To think about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't know. I just really like that he held himself accountable, too, because it could have been very easy for him to be like, I love you, and like, blah, 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 and not have owned up to anything in that letter.
That letter was
beautiful. Yeah. That's how I want to be apologized to from here on out.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You can't just be like, I'm sorry you feel that way. Because that's what he said earlier.
Yeah.
I
ooh, I hate that kind of apology.
Yeah, and she I'm even said it like, I can't offended. Do sorry. She said it. So yeah, I feel like exactly. He realized he had to bring it.
And exactly. And he did. Like he mentioned, like, when you're in pain, I'm in pain. Like, we've been through it all. When he said, let me have your heart so I could touch it again.
I was like, are you serious?
But you know what? It sucks. She's not going to be able to take the bouquet home. It's so big.
Oh, honey, that's never a problem.
Yeah. Although I will say this. I do think, as far as production goes, I feel like the whole, is it okay if I can read it? That seemed produced.
Okay.
Yeah, that was totally produced. I was like, Eva, just read it.
I would have looked at her like, you're going to really?
Right.
You're going to read my letter? Right. Girl, get out of here. Okay, here's what I want to say. Like, Nene looked gorgeous, by the way. Like, I don't know what it is about. When people are in the most vulnerable state, I tend to always harp on how beautiful they look.
I know, because I was like, look at the tinge of the pink in her wig.
I just feel like there's always something beautiful about letting go.
Do I need to cry out here?
Shout out to Emoji Heap, let go. Yes. Hello, I'm a bird. Nene's back. I like that she kind of like had a cry and was like, I'm done.
Right.
And when that cry came out, that first tear, I was pissed.
Yeah, that was funny.
So you gotta shake it off. Shake it off, Nene. I love her. And the sisterhood is there. I love that she had such a bad, nasty beginning of the episode that I was just like looking at the TV like, here we go. We're in this state where Nene is just in this bad place. And it brings everybody to their knees. Like, Tanya was petrified of her. I wouldn't have said anything to Nene, and she tried to joke around with her. I wouldn't have said nothing to her.
Yeah, because the thing with Nene, and again, I love Nene, but she's one of those, when I suffer, we're all going to suffer. You know, like, I'm gonna make my misery know.
Misery love company? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So, like, 100%, because she could have sat down and been quiet and moped like the rest of us, but she got up in the middle of that and went and like looked at the food and was silent and like
noticed she didn't get any of the food.
And she looked at it like in disgust and like walked away, picked up the bottle, went and sat down.
Did you notice that was the same bottle that I got you last night for your birthday?
I don't remember even you giving me a bottle.
Oh my god, I can't with you. Well, kimono, she better don't. That's where I got that little line from RuPaul, because the girls, they're in Japan, so they want to do the kimonos. They have someone professionally come over and fit them. All the ladies participate except for Marlo and Nene.
No,
and Portia.
And Candy.
Oh god, party pooper, yes. Well, you know, sometimes it happens. Trips is not going to cancel out your emotions. So we're talking about the highs and lows. And I just knew as soon as she said, I want to go around the table, talk about our highs and lows. I'm like, girl, you want people to cry.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what's happening. Candy is doing so good. Thank you, next. Even Portia was like, thank you, next, to the negativity. I don't even want to talk about my low. But Candy got real. And I loved it.
It was authentic.
When Candy cries, you know it's real because she can't even hold that voice break. She's like, the lies. It was good. What do you think about this scene?
She was very open and genuine. I saw it that she wanted to apologize to Portia because she sees how happy Dennis is making her. And you know, everything that she was saying about her friend that was messing with him and getting all the tattoos and all that stuff. So it didn't matter. And they have real love. And so she saw it and apologized.
Yeah, I was really proud of Candy. I think that's it's big to admit when you're wrong. And I think especially someone like Candy, who has such a yes man type of team with Candy Factory, I think it was really big of her to be like, you know what, I might be wrong about this situation and I'm sorry. And I really like Candy being so vulnerable and getting emotional, because sometimes I feel like she's very aware that she's around cameras and she almost has this business.
Totally.
But that face, she gives you that, like, real stank face, too, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I feel like she's very precise with how she presents herself on the show because she's such a businesswoman that when we get to kind of see through the cracks and see a vulnerable, real Candy, I really like that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I'm not all the way on board with Dennis or whatever, but I think she realizes that if you want your friendship with Portia to even go anywhere, you have to let it go.
Yeah, and that's the thing. She really, I think, misses Portia, and now she just wants to be cool, because Portia's a fun girl. Like, she has fun, and she's the one who turned up the party, I think.
Portia's fun, but what I liked about this end part is that she got kind of real, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she was like, look, like, just like I want to celebrate, like, my man, like you did with Todd, like, it's the same kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
And she was like, I get it. Like, I'm there with you. It's totally the same thing. And that's why I apologize. And I love that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, to be honest, until she said it, that, you know.
Oh, I totally did.
I know your man.
That people were hating on Todd. I'd forgotten.
We all hated on Todd.
No, we did, but I'd kind of forgotten about it. But now that I think about it, it was weird that Candy was so...
Because we all know that Todd was a lemon that became lemonade.
I mean, but can someone tell you about your man, though? Like, tell you
you need to have a correct relationship with me if I'm going to... There are very few people who can tell me about my man, because at the end of the day, like, what's your motive? How do you, like, how much do you know about me? How much do you know about my man? Like, how much are you in our lives? Because I'm not going to take it from any bird.
I feel like you can tell me, but I'm a grown woman. I can make my own decisions with the information.
Honestly, I was kind of thrown off that, like, Nene can't give Tanya one inch. Like, I'm not saying let's all jump on the Tanya bandwagon. But, like, Nene is going through something. You guys are saying in the chat, I'm watching you guys. Someone said... A couple people have said, actually, we ask Nene every episode if she's okay. Like, she's really going through something.
Right.
So I feel like that is really clouding her judgment. The whole Tanya thing, I understand it's not that big of a deal. And the whole crying thing, we were all kind of annoyed. But the one thing that is, like, solid is when Tanya was like, you know my man, and none of them don't. You have spent the most time with us, and you can't see how your comment is a little off.
That's why you gotta be careful with who you share your relationships with.
Yeah, Nene is just not about it. And she's just in a place where she's not trying to listen to it
but
either.
But you gotta also think about when you ask a person on surface level, hey, are you okay? Like, we come in and we say, hey, how you doing? But are we really trying to figure out how you're doing? No, we just want you to say, yeah, I'm good. And keep on about your day.
And I think part of the issue is that because Nene brought Tanya into the group, Tanya has a level of expectation in their friendship that it's clearly
loyalty.
Not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She expected Nene to have her back, and it's a wrap. It's not there.
But I mean, it happens. That's what happens.
Because Nene brought her in. That's why she thinks that.
And that's what happens when you bring someone in. We've all seen it on the other franchises.
Yeah.
Like, Dorit was brought in by LVP. So LVP's like, you have a loyalty to me. And when it goes awry, you, like, see the other person. You're like, I brought you in, thank you.
I got you this paper.
But Tanya, I don't think, ever did anything to Nene. Nene kind of left Tanya out to dry. Well, no, just that one comment
Tanya dissed Nene's business.
It was
big enough to Nene, because that's her bread and butter. And that's how they met. Big enough.
Everyone has their things that they get personal on, you know, that they feel vulnerable about, whether it's, like, a big deal to you or not. Nene's business is important to her.
Yeah.
So if you come for it, she's probably going to... It's like if you said something about somebody's kid, you know?
We know some...
It could have been something dumb and little to you, but to someone else, it's like... Hey,
and I mean, if we're 100, it's not just also that she came for her business. Nene is clearly intimidated by Tanya at some level because of
some
her looks and her money and all the whatever.
There's some sort
of intimidation there. Yeah. So she got dissed by her on national TV and she's intimidated by her.
And
like, there's no way.
Tanya, you rolling around in L.A. I saw you at brunch, like, posting today. Can you come into the AfterBuzz studio and set the record straight? Let us know your beef with Nene. Let us know what's happening. I see you guys in the chat. CC Freak is saying, by the way, I don't understand why everyone attacks Portia's relationship when we don't get the same energy with Kenya and her husband. They got married in 6 months. Like, boo, that's why that's why she's not on the show, though.
Exactly.
Okay, wait a minute. Where were you last season? Because I talked every single week about that fake, we can't even hear him on the phone.
We've been talking about it. I went hard
on Kenya's husband.
We went really hard on Kenya.
It's a robo, baby.
But she made it through. Kenya, I love you. Come back, boo.
Thank you.
And let me just tell you, Kenya is a G, because we have to acknowledge the history. The history of not just Real Housewives, but AfterBuzz, because we've been there every step of the way.
Yes, we
and
have.
And just because I haven't been here the whole time doesn't mean I'm not going to acknowledge the past history. Kenya's been in here, and she has sat on that couch. And I remember the host talking about her having an oatmeal cookie face.
Oh, yes.
So she came in and ate an oatmeal cookie here on the AfterBuzz couch in the studio in front of the host.
Yes. Amazing.
So that's Batty Batty.
Iconic, honestly.
Yes. That's why she deserves her peach always and forever. Come back, boo.
Okay, well, Phaedra. I've always seen Phaedra. Yeah, Phaedra, please come back. Please come back.
Let's bring back Kenya.
They can both come back, actually.
I'm kidding.
All right, so we're going to move on. Let's move on to our news and gossip, because it's great.
AfterBuzz TV
News. Okay, you guys, for those of you who missed it, we're going to go through the mid-season trailer, because that's the news of the moment. Boom,
oh, my
baby.
God, I'm so excited about this, you guys. Yes. The trailer is so good. Maybe you guys have seen it, maybe not, but we're going to react to it and give you the tea.
Yes, we are. So this is part one, people.
Still to come on this season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Eva finally gets married.
Bridezilla style.
Candy's performing.
Yes.
This is about to get real fun.
The baby shower.
It's a girl.
Wait, purple, what does that mean?
It's a girl.
You got an engagement ring on? Yes. This ring is absurd.
Oh my God,
it's the size of a quarter, you guys.
I'm going with Eva tonight.
Shamari's bisexuality is coming out.
I don't know about all
She's
that
a little aggressive
now.
There.
Shamari has a good time.
I want to party with Shamari, to be honest.
Me too.
She's lit.
She should have came to your birthday.
Who has a surrogate?
This was going to have that attachment to someone else.
I have a feeling Riley and Todd are going to tick me off with this conversation.
Guys aren't really into the surrogacy.
Well, they don't have to carry it, so they should get over it.
Bless my heart.
Cynthia don't be caring.
Dungeon
Party. Yes. Candy is a little freak.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Dissect it slowly. Can we have the timer up, please, to see how long we have left?
Thank you. We do have a part two to the trailer. Don't forget.
Yes.
People.
So Shamari is lit, and I'm telling you, she is fun. She's a good addition to the cast. I think the theme is bisexuality. We're celebrating our bi people.
Thank you.
LGBT. We're celebrating the B over here.
Yes.
Because Cynthia is getting her little freak on. She's like, if I'm going to get married at 51, I'm going to have a little fun on stage.
I love that she's happy, but I do feel like it's too soon.
It is too soon.
It's a little too soon for me.
To get married
again? Really hot and heavy. Have you ever just been so hot and heavy?
I don't think they just met, right? They've been knowing each other for years.
I'm not, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's continue on because we just still have a couple things to talk about.
So this
part two of the mid-season trailer.
Yes.
Oh, that is not a cute still of
time. Eva, she's really renting and live in a raggedy house.
Listen.
She was like, all this stuff is fake. She doesn't own it.
Meanie is turning on Eva. Oh, honey, I feel bad for Eva.
I do.
She's dying.
Did she still give this speech at the wedding?
Keep yourself unto him.
She was there. She still came.
Everybody's crying at the wedding. That is crazy.
Back in that state right there, that was a conversation.
Do you know what I'm going through?
You're not the only person hurting.
Why is Marlo and Nene getting
on their guns?
Just stop.
Can't be this fake.
Too much fakeness.
No.
This has happened before. I hate when they fight.
Okay. So watch this, you guys.
Just be clear, bitch. I will f*** you up.
Why did she even put hands on her?
I don't know what's going on.
Just the look I'm talking.
Let her breathe.
Okay, so it looks like Portia has a Nene moment.
Yes.
I mean, Nene has a Portia moment.
Yeah, so here's the news and gossip, you guys. It's hot on the streets right now. So at that very end of that clip, in which I do not think that they actually aired on the episode tonight, at the very end of the trailer, you see Nene appearing to go toe-to-toe or go after Marlo. So it's unclear if she's going after Marlo or she's going after the producer. And so the debate is she ripped off the producer's shirt.
Which we saw.
And
oh my God, is it Mark?
I know, right?
Right. And so she ripped off the producer's shirt. And since Bravo now has a no violence policy, they suspended her from one day of filming. And supposedly that one day of filming that she was suspended costed her $200,000.
Wow.
Oh my
goodness. Oh
That's a lot of money to miss.
Especially because that shirt looked cheap. So I do not.
That was clearly a $5 H&M t-shirt.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That was clearly Mark.
Thank you.
The one that was like, can we get the shot of you leaving at
exactly.
least?
Exactly. Mark, come in. Come in, boo. We want to find out what happened. Yes.
Get out of my room, Mark. Get out.
I think she was after Marlo, to be honest with you. And, you know, Mark was in the middle and trying to
stop. I agree.
We've seen this before, though. We've seen Marlo and Nene fight.
Yeah.
And the only difference between that scene and this scene is that the last scene, Nene was running away from Marlo. And Marlo was like, you come back here with that Donald Trump haircut. Because you know I'm a Bravo historian and I know everything and I yes. remember every line. And yeah,
yes.
Marlo did bring up Donald Trump. Boom! That Boom. Trump check.
Yes.
Mm. Hashtag Trump.
Record scratch on that. Oh,
hashtag. I'll just be politically correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that means stop it.
Wrap it up then.
Okay, but the difference is like this scene, Nene's like, you're not going to do that to me again. Like,
right.
you want to come after me? You're another one that I brought you on. I am the OG of this show. I'm coming after you. You want to play with me?
Exactly. But however, that being said, though, as we all are aware, if we follow them on social media, they have made up. They're out kicking it now. So they've gotten beyond this. And I guess clearly she made up her $200,000 in those sweaters she sells at Swag. I don't know. But it's interesting of the moment.
Sometimes you just at a breaking point and you're willing to risk it all, $200,000 and all.
Just get back. Like, just get straight.
Let me choke this bitch.
I need a soldier.
Yes.
Goodbye. Drew's leaving.
That's my time. Good night.
That's my cue.
Do you have any tweets to showcase at all?
I do not have any
tweets. I do have one tweet to pull up. But for now, make sure to tweet us if you want to be featured in our after show tweet yes, section. Make sure please. To tweet us at Hollywood Leanne, hashtag AfterBuzz, and we will let you know what everybody is talking about. The top tweets for now are, someone's trying to explain Bravo TV's strategy to not air the new Real Housewives of Atlanta last week against the Super Bowl and then make fans choose between a new episode tonight and the Grammys? Do they even understand their fan base? It's so true. I was really wondering.
I was confused
tonight, too. I'm like, all right, last week we didn't watch because of the Super Bowl. Trust me, we would have watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Super Bowl was boring.
Hello.
And the best part of the performance was when Adam Levine took his shirt off.
Yeah.
I was living then.
Yeah.
But, like, tonight we have the Grammys, which people would most likely watch.
Because
and we
your
have an
demographic
episode.
Is gay men and women.
Although I feel like the music. Grammys aren't what they used to be, and if some of the stars aren't even going, I don't know. I'm kind
Shout
of over the Grammys. Yes, I'm over the Grammys. Although I love Cardi B, but still, I'm
Shout
over
Shout out to
LMA
for yeah. winning Booed Up.
It looks like you guys are like agreeing with Nene. Some people are saying, I don't understand why people are being so hard on Nene Leakes. She has delivered Hall of Fame housewife moments for years, and people are giving her a hard time for being legitimately upset about this season. She is understandably having a tough time. Leave her alone.
You're allowed to have a tough time. It doesn't alone. Mean you need to be nasty to other people.
Exactly.
She's been nasty. She's been cursing people out. Like,
so someone replied to her, I've never seen someone as selfish. Making Greg's disease all about her is the pits. Not one ounce of compassion. You guys, honestly, like, we just can't judge. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
We have to take it for what it is and comment and be shady and entertained by it. But until we're there in the lives, in that house, dealing with what they're dealing with, I don't know if we're going to ever fully grasp and understand what these people are going
and
through.
And to keep it 100, I think this is a completely new side of Nene we've never seen. And after all these seasons,
Thank
we
you.
Need that to keep her relevant.
That's I mean, honestly, the last time we saw her broke down like this was when we brought up M.O.M. Like, when we brought up her mom,
right.
she could not talk, she could not speak, and she just wanted out of it. So I really feel like you're right. We are seeing a different side of her. She's not running away. She's not giving
she
it to us
to
either.
She has to change somehow. You know what I'm saying? We can't see the same Nene from snatching Kim's wig years ago.
Yeah.
Like, we have to see her grow and see something different for it to really, you know, maintain its momentum.
That's why I was kind of glad she started to have fun towards the episode.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
a full episode of being so negative is not really the business.
Yeah.
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 Let's do predictions for the mid-season trailer, and then we'll wrap up. Make sure to keep watching us on the live chat.
You're After Buzz TV.
We appreciate you guys commenting and following us and giving us that thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up now while you're at it, while you're watching us.
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment.
So my comment and prediction is that Marlo, yes, when
no order.
When Nene and Marlo fight, they're definitely going to split off from their friendship for a while, and that's when NeNe is going to really campaign for Phaedra to come back. And I think that's what we've been seeing on Instagram. Remember we were posting and seeing them at the dinner parties? Like, why is she doing all that? Because she wants Phaedra back.
Oh my God, I just saw myself in the playback. I look so oily. I apologize. Just
I want to, because obviously Candy and Portia aren't good now, but we just saw the makeup. So I predict that we're going to see another fight with them before the season's over. And I feel like it's going to be equally as stupid as this fight has been.
I predict that not only is Tanya and NeNe like going to totally like never get back together, I think now that she goes back and rats to Eva, NeNe and Eva are going to be that split. So it's going to be like NeNe against Tanya and
the
Eva.
New
yeah, the new girls are out. Tanya is going to, like, Eva's, I think, is going to be the only person that's going to be her real allegiance
don't
to her.
Don't fight
anymore.
With the boss, y'all.
Right, exactly. The two of them don't even equal NeNe.
Kind of, like, I'm agreeing with everyone, but here's the thing I want to say, that I want to jump on Drew's point. When we relive this show, when we watch it back, when we start tweeting again, when the fans start inputting, it doesn't matter if me and Convo have made up. When everyone's tuning in their little 2 cents and hyping everyone up, that's when the fights get big again. That's when the feelings come back up. Mm-hmm. Portia was on Watch What Happens Live not too long ago talking smack about Candy.
Yes.
So even though they made up in this episode, clearly feelings are back up. When this stuff resurfaces, people start going crazy, especially when us... Yep. And y'all start tweeting and talking about this. You're like, you're right. She really did do me wrong. I'm mad. You know what I mean? Exactly. So everything comes up again and everyone starts getting fired up. So I think we're going to see a lot more juiciness. I think Drew is totally on point. I think there's going to be another Candy and Portia fight, even though they've made up.
Yeah. I agree.
So when you decide to make up, you know the comments that were made. We already, like, we're cool now. When do we say, hey, if this comes back up, you know, we're just going to ignore it.
Here's the issue. I don't know the whole scheduling, but even though you know the comments were made, you don't know what that B said in her confessional. And when you say that, that's a totally different thing. It's like, okay, she apologized, but then she said all this other crazy stuff to the camera. Mm-hmm.
And
no
think
way.
About it. Sometimes, like, maybe you're in the moment and you're like, I don't want to be like that, so I'm just going to be chill and play it right. And then the episode airs, and then you realize you were the schmuck that didn't hold your end of the bargain. They were all eating you alive, and you're being Cynthia. You were like, just playing it safe, flip-flopping. And you're like, you gotta, like, stand strong in your perspective. And I really feel like Shamari is gonna bring that. When she tells her husband, I'm gonna do it with or without you, or, like, something like that, I'm about that.
Yeah.
And that project, that couple project. Oh. That,
every time they show them in the studio, I'm like, really good bad. God, make it stop. So hopefully they will. I'm just
I like both of their music. Why can't they come together and make something?
I like their music separate. Their music together is whack so far.
Fried chicken and peanut butter and jelly doesn't mean they should go together and become a meal.
Yeah.
Amen, girl. Yes.
Like chicken and waffles. Like.
Chicken and waffles, thinking, work, guys.
Hit up the producers of the Carters or something. Like, I don't know. Like,
they don't got Carter money.
You're right about
that. Dun, dun, dun.
They got that black money, not Beyonce money.
With a Q.
Yeah, black B-L-A-Q-U-E. Oh, baby, bring it up to me. All right, guys, that is our after show. Make sure to tune in every Sunday. And I have a special announcement. Make sure to tune in every Sunday for my brand new All Things Bravo Gossip Show.
Yay!
If you like The Housewives, and you like Vanderpump Rules, and you like Married to Medicine, and you like Below Deck, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Hollywood Leanne. Make sure to follow me here at AfterBuzz. My new show starts next Sunday. It's called It's Bravo, Bitch.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's
going to
be so good. It's a full panel of men talking about Bravo, because real men talk about Bravo.
Yes, they
do. I love you guys. Make sure to tune in next Sunday. Thank you for watching us. Girls, take it away.
Yes, I'm Miss Conversation Peace. Make sure you tweet me at MISS Combo Peace or Instagram me, where I am most of the time, Miss Conversation Peace, all the way spelled out, spelled correctly. Oh. P-I-E-C-E, like a piece of cake, baby.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
What's up, party people? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And for the UK people, Camping, the HBO show I'm on, premieres tonight.
Yeah! Woo! Yes.
So make sure to watch me in the UK with Jennifer Garner on HBO. Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye.
I love all your work, Lynn.
Ciao, you guys.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.